I'm ready. Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so glad that God has considered me yet again to share the good news that I am His. I am His daughter. I am a person that finds the good in surrendering myself, my thinking, my actions, my words to God and say, what do you think about these choices? And how I am demonstrating myself as a child of God. You know, as I lay myself before the throne, I'm learning that, you know, what it means to have grace, because there's a lot that comes with, you know, being a Christ follower. As we're living through the moments and day to day, sometimes we can lose sight of where our sights should be. And so I sometimes have created a habit, a pattern of slowing myself down throughout the day and say, hey, when the last time you took a breath? When was the last time you prayed today? You know, let's insert a scripture here in the day. And that has really increased my faith. That has allowed me to see God throughout the day instead of pouring so much of myself and not receiving anything from man. I'm able, when I do those touch points with God, midday touch points, I'm able to see God have an outpour for His daughter, Honey. And if you're in a relationship with me, I need you to respond. I need you to respond to my willingness to surrender. I need you to respond to my willingness to obey. I need for my emotions to matter. And I just want you guys to know that every time I bring up an issue, every time I, you know, I have a heart of thanksgiving, every time I have a heart of gratitude, God turns His attention to me. And so that's why I'm here. I'm not here out of the obligation to serve or to win this stellar award of, you know, doing all things right and doing all things well because I want to be seen as the mightiest. No, I'm here because God listens. And because God listens to me, it means so much to me. So it's the least I can do. You know, so God shows me that He cares for me. And when you show me that you care, I will yield and I will gladly get to know you. When you show me that you can accept all parts of me, the good and the bad, then I am willing to say, hey, I need to learn more about you. And I love how God models relationships. And in the relationship with God, there is this revolving care package for Honey. And so when I come to the podcast, I don't have my head down, my shoulders are not shrugged, like, I got to do the podcast. No, I get to do the podcast. You know, I'm so grateful to be the called. I'm grateful to be imperfect and God is perfecting me. I'm grateful that I'm a part of that process. I'm grateful that I'm tempted. I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit guides me away from that temptation. I'm grateful that I have every experience that Jesus had, but yet He had it without sin. And I have it with, you know, some sin, and I've been clothed in His righteousness. So it's not me that's having to defeat sin. Sin has already been defeated. I just have to remind myself that I'm not fighting for victory, I'm fighting from victory. So today we're going to talk about, what does care for someone else look like? Because at the top of this, if you're new here, I will always, you know, highlight my relationship with God. And so when I have the title of this, Here to Grow with Honey, I want you to hear my growth process and my growth mindset. It's not credited to me as a woman. I'm not smart enough to have this level of resolve. I don't have enough depth to have this level of compassion and empathy for my neighbors. It was placed on me. I am trusted to house this amount of compassion and empathy and love, because how God privately cared for me, he watched my response to that. And it was how I responded to show God how much I care. So care is so important. I think a lot of times what we're missing in our society is care. And so why does care for someone else, what does that care for someone else look like? It looks like being called to attention. It's having unwavering sight at what God has put your attention on. So when God has set your sights on a particular agenda, then you cannot sleep. You cannot think another thought unless you go and pursue the thing that God has asked you to do. And when you go and do the thing that God asks you to do, that shows God that you care for him by your actions, not by the things that you say. Because I think a lot of times people think that they care for people when they give little to the people that they say that they care about. Listen to how I describe care. It's turning your attention to the person, giving them your full attention. It's saying, hey, I will be inconvenienced for you. Hey, I will travel the road of discomfort for you. Hey, I'm willing to do hard things with you so that you can know that you're not alone. This is important because a lot of people don't have the capacity to get to their next checkpoint without someone who comes along and care for them. A lot of people can miss opportunities to care for someone. And see, care is the smallest gesture that you can do. And you can do this exceptionally well that you will be, you know, unforgettable. You know, a lot of times when we feel forgotten and forsaken, it's because we don't feel cared for. And to care about someone else, you have to come out of this season of selfishness and say, someone else matters too. We should ask ourselves, when was the last time we cared for someone? That we stood in the valley of someone, you know, being unsteady in the mind. And we stayed with them and we heard them. And then that conflict resolution was to get them to therapy, get them to church, or get them to a circle of influence so that they can make better choices. When was the last time we heard someone say that they were depressed and we knew they meant it, and we offered to, you know, prepare a meal for them, help with their children? When was the last time we heard someone say that they were at jeopardy of losing a job or they lost a loved one? How did we respond to that news? You know, it is so important that Christ followers have a response, because here on earth, people are looking for heaven to be on earth. And if there aren't people that are moving like they care about someone other than themselves, then why would people get excited about life? So when people come in contact with me, oftentimes I find myself helping people dig through their mess to find their message. And I'm like, okay, how did I get here? Care has led me to stand with this person that has, that person, they admitted to honey, hey, you are my safe place. I just need to, you know, drop this off before you. And I need your help. It's urgent. Yes, I can introduce them to the concept of accepting Jesus and God as their Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit as their help guide. But that's a big concept for a lot of people. So what gets people to turn their attention to Jesus is how I respond to the request of their needs being met. So what I do is I show them how God loves me, how God cares for me. And then in me caring for them, then the conversation somehow navigates us to a conversation about God. Because if you've ever had any kind of interaction with me, the Holy Spirit is intentional to introduce you to my Lord and Savior. I don't have to beat you upside the head about it. I will just tell you a testimony to say, well, listen, I went through something similar. And this is how I know that you'll make it to the other side of this. Because just when I felt discouraged, just when I thought that I was going to give up, then the unthinkable happened. God showed up and made the impossible possible. And in that transaction, I was graced with more hope. And in that inheritance, I now have more faith. And I can encourage them that what you're going through today is only preparing you for your tomorrow. It's only building currency in your faith bucket, in your hope bucket. And I change the way that they look at their issues. Right? If our outlook is only to see the problem, then the problems is all that you will see. But if our outlook is shifted and we start seeing that I am trusted with this, how can I steward my care in a way that when someone is having an exchange with me, I have exchanged their negativity with positivity, all because I'm attentive. When that person on the other side disclosed that they have a problem, I said, then the best solution that I can offer you is listening ears. That's the best quality of care, is listening. We're not even asked to fix people's problems. God is the problem solver. But guys, some people just need you to show that you care by bringing your body to stillness, to say, let me make the phone call to make it clear that I care about this person. Let me go to this event to show that I care by supporting this person. Let me show that I care by going back and, you know, doubling down on a conversation that was had of loss. Because when you miss opportunities to care, then you are seen as a cold-hearted person. Even if that's not how you want to come across, why are we so busy that people cannot find the people that care for them? You know, when I go into my day and I'm like, why are so many kids and adults waiting for opportunity to speak with honey? That's because I'm making eye contact. I'm standing with a body language that says, I am here. Here I am, ready to serve. And I'm always honest about my capacity. Hey, look, I don't know if this is something that Queen Lady Honey can help you with, but let me see if I can partner us with someone else that can help us get to a place of resolve. Or I will say the hard thing. You have to make a better choice. Or I'll simply ask, what happened to you? What happened to you to make you continually derail off your path? I ask the questions that make the person that's coming to me to think with me. I'm not their critical thinker, but we can go together inside of our minds and creatively come up with a way to problem solve together. And that is a care that is long lasting. So let me tell you how good care is. 2 years ago, I met this student, and every time this student had an interaction with me, I paused, I got down to their level, and I addressed them by name. You have to make a connection. So I either complimented this young lady's shirt, her hair, because this young lady shared with me that she had a lot going on in her home life. So I invited her down to Miss Honey's classroom. And in that classroom, I brought her to my table and we had small talk. I shared something about me and my children and let her know about my woman. And then she was able to open up about her family. And I was like, okay, every time I see this young lady in the hallway, I'm going to make a positive connection. Why? Because she shared things with me that she probably didn't want to share as much, but she just needed to get it off her chest. So to show her that I'm a safe place and that I'm just not sitting here ruminating on all of her information, right? I wanted to let her know that apart from the hard things that God will deal with on her behalf, that her presence, her temple, her vessel, she mattered. Despite her family trauma, despite the history that she was exposed to, she mattered right then and there in the present. And after I saw her in the hallway and spoke to her a few times, those conversations went from, hey, such and such. Hey, Miss Honey. Hey, Miss Honey. Hey, Miss Honey. And it went from, hey, Miss Honey, to her coming to wrap her arms around me. That she no longer spoke gratitude. She showed gratitude. And this same child, God has kept us connected for 3 years. I left that school. She has since left that school. I'm pushing in to a school today. That child saw me. Come on, somebody. And when she noticed that I was in the school, she went and drew me a picture. And it read on the note, Miss Honey, I hope you're having the best day. Love, such and such. That moved my heart because this child doesn't know that I still have the artwork of what she gave me in the first year in our introduction, where she said I was her best teacher. And I have that artwork in one of my Bibles. So I did not know that from that point of contact that God would keep us connected in 3 years. But the same embrace, oh, come on, somebody, that she was giving me in year one, she's still benefiting from that connection 2 years ago because I was intentional to show this young girl that she mattered. And so when the teacher saw me come into a new school where they thought no one knew me, this young girl stood before me and gave me the warmest embrace. I'm so grateful for her. Because right before she gave me that note today, a kid, a first grader, looked at me and told me, "I hate you, Miss Honey." And I've never had a kid tell me something like that. But this particular kid, I was asked to leave the school that I'm working for to go push into this other school because they searched all over and they couldn't find nobody. No one greater than Miss Honey to serve this particular kid. But the kid didn't want my help. So he says. But when I told him, I said, "Hey, bud, our time is running out. You have 2 more days with Miss Honey." He was like, "I don't want you to go." But right when he could not get what he wanted from Miss Honey right then, it sparked him to say things that he did not mean. Because right before that, he was afraid that I would not return. Because our time together was coming to a close. So I was met with ugliness. And I go and prepare myself to leave. And before I left that building, I was met with care. Guess what? That care package started with God loving on me and caring for me and teaching me how to care for others. That I was able to love on this young girl, that was able to come back and love on me in a hard moment. You know, I don't care how young a person is. When someone looks in your direction and look you in your eyes and make eye contact with you, an adult, and tell you to your face, "I hate you." Those words travel inside of your eye, your eyes, your ears, your heart, your mind. And everything inside of me is rushing to push those words out. Those words don't belong here. So I have my little angelic forces all working around me, that armor of God that I put on daily, my breastplate of righteousness, my belt of truth, my helmet of salvation, my shoes of peace, my faith shield. Right? My sword, the word of God, all of that said, those words don't belong in your temple. But guess what? My ears still heard it. And so all darkness wanted me to have is a negative response. But I love how God counteracted that darkness reply to light by saying, no, we don't hate you, Miss Honey. We actually love you. Your presence matter. So I say that to say that as you go to care about someone, to love on someone, everyone may not respond to you in the way that you hope. But when I give without expectation. But I will have you know that when I care for you, and I'm not sent to serve an individual like I was doing this student of pushing in that classroom. Then when God sends me into war, to a battlefield, then I have to take every dart that comes with that. Because I know God is fighting that battle. That's a spiritual warfare. But when I'm not on the battlefield and it's in my day to day, I still have to care for people as I did on that battlefield because I'm still a representative of the kingdom. So when that kid said that I had the chance to say, what those words made me think of in my mind. Or I could have just take a deep breath and say, he's hurting in a way that I'm not hurting. And that was the choice I made. I chose to separate myself from his words because I needed to be honest with myself that he did not deserve my presence. Anyone that can talk down to me like that as an adult, they need a timeout. They need a break from me because I'm not going to be anyone's punching bag. But before I left, God made sure I didn't even exit the building without feeling love. That is what care looks like. No one should leave a space without knowing your heart for them. And if people don't know that you care about them, then you are careless with your time. I don't want there to be a day where I did not slow down and compliment, where I did not slow down and at least show interest in someone else. I shouldn't be talking about my day all day without taking in someone else's feelings, perspectives, or corrections, something. You know, showing someone that you care is also being corrected. It means being humbled. It means being crucified. Because sometimes when you care about someone, you might have to face a crucifixion. Jesus had to. He had to die for us to prove the love of God, because we couldn't see God's love because all we saw was suffering. And in that shattered hope, we could not turn our attention back to a God that's our Lord and Savior. So to keep people from turning away from God, if all I got to do is love on them in a way, not just to say, I love you, I'm going to show you I love you by showing you that I care about you. Now, a different student, I left that school, that same school where I met this young lady that wrote me that note today. I met another student at that same school. I left that school to work for the school I'm working for now. And I had a teacher at that school reach out to me and say, hey, that student returned back to the school and they're looking for you. And I told them, hey, Miss Honey, she no longer work here. And that student was upset. That student continued to urge that teacher to reach out to me, to let me know that they were thinking about me. Now, this particular kid, he had behavior issues. And when the teacher gave me a rundown of his behavior problems, and like, hey, I think this kid could use a mentor, I went and met this kid, not in the classroom, not when the kid was escalated. I met this kid at their favorite place in the world, and that was the playground. And as he was coming down the slide, and I met him at the bottom of the slide, and I introduced myself as Miss Honey. And I was like, guess what, buddy? You seem like the coolest kid out here. You're someone I need to know. Are you open to meeting a new pal? And we talked for a little bit, and I found his favorite things to do outside. And I was like, hey, can you do me a favor? Every time you see me, can you agree to us greeting each other? We could do it with a fist bump, high five, side hug, whatever you like. And every time we greet, that is just reminding you that you matter, and it's reminding Miss Honey that I matter. And we did those things. We fist pumped, we high five, we did those side hugs. And then one day, I'm ready for my fist bump. I'm ready to see what this young man has in store for me. And he jumped in my arms. because Miss Honey was consistent with building a foundation of relationship, of trust. And that created a connection in this young man. And when he would have tough days, some days I wouldn't go get him on his toughest days because it was hard for him to make eye contact with me. He was sad about it. He was discouraged when this would happen. So I had to show him that I care for him in the best way and say, listen, we all have tough moments. We all miss the mark. But Miss Honey is here not to expose, you know, those poor choices, but just to remind you of all that good you have sown into yourself. Don't be discouraged. You are smart, strong, and powerful, and you do love yourself. Here's how I know. And I will run down a list of all the good choices he has made up until that point. And he will leave my presence happier than when he came into my classroom. And the teacher would come and thank me. And I'm like, no need to thank me. Thank you for seeing a need in someone else. Thank you for knowing who can meet the need. Thank God for allowing me to be a peacemaker. Thank God for allowing me to have mercy. Thank God for allowing me to be needy when I was depressed and when I was anxious feel, and he served me well. Thank God that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So guys, what I'm telling you to do, I'm asking you rather to be intentional. And when you're intentional, then you serve people with the highest quality of care. So I hope this blessed you, because it's definitely blessed me to deliver God's word, care more. And in closing, I like to freestyle to let God know how much I care about him. Dear Lord, I am grateful to be the apple of your eye. God, I pray that I am hanging from the tree that produces good fruit, the tree of life. God, I don't want to be low-hanging fruit. Fruit that shrivels up and die. God, I have to find my way to faith just so that I can bank on my woman to be available to care for those in need. God, when you send me to places, there are places of gloom, but God, even I can't assume that this is a bad place for me, because any place that my feet have been placed, Ed, I know that you are there to meet me. May I greet your next son and daughter with a smile, and may I forget the hateful words, the spiteful words, and the words of disgrace as I come to give people a taste of your love. Thank you for being my care package, and thank you guys for listening. I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.